Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, March 7th. In today's episode, PM Modi's first visit to Kashmir Valley since Article 370 was scrapped. The latest in seat-sharing deals and alliance talks ahead of the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. A contempt plea against SBI for not disclosing details of electoral bonds yet. First fatal sea attack by Houthis amid Israel-Hamas war. And Indian Navy's heroic rescue mission. First up, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on his first visit to Kashmir Valley since Article 370 was scrapped, a move that took away the region's semi-autonomous status in 2019. During his speech for Viksit Bharat, Viksit Jammu Kashmir program, PM Modi hit out at the Congress, saying that the Grand Old Party and its allies have misled the people of the state on details of Article 370. He said, and I quote, "Today there is no 370. Hence, talent of the youth of Jammu and Kashmir is respected, and they are getting new opportunities," unquote. Just weeks before the general election dates are announced, the Prime Minister has unveiled multiple development projects worth more than Rs 6,400 crore for tourism and development. He said in his speech, and I quote, "Development projects being dedicated today will boost the development of Jammu and Kashmir. A developed Jammu and Kashmir, priority for developed India," unquote. In preparation for his visit, Srinagar city was named as a temporary red zone, and the flying of drones and quadcopters was temporarily banned in Srinagar, police said. Opposition leaders have attacked the BJP for allegedly forcing people to attend the PM's speech. Former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti wrote on social media platform X, quote, "Disheartening to see employees being forcibly mobilized to paint a pretty picture that all is well post-2019 and that people here are celebrating their own collective disempowerment and humiliation," unquote. National Conference leader Omar Abdullah has claimed that almost none of the people there will be attending of their own free will. Notably, Mr. Abdullah's National Conference, which till February pledged support for Opposition India bloc, has decided to contest all three Lok Sabha seats in the Kashmir Valley, citing its 2019 winning record. However, Mehbooba Mufti's PDP is still with India bloc. Next, updates on seat sharing and alliance deals ahead of the 2024 general elections. Ahead of the Lok Sabha polls and assembly elections in Orissa, the ruling Biju Janata Dal has hinted at a potential alliance with the Bharatiya Janata Party. The BJD, led by Odisha CM Naveen Patnaik, walked away from the NDA 15 years ago. But on Wednesday, the party held a meeting. While no formal announcement has been made, BJD Vice President and MLA Debi Prasad Mishra confirmed the discussions. He said, and I quote, "Biju Janata Dal will prioritize the greater interests of the people of Odisha. Yes, there were discussions on the issue of alliance," unquote. Sources suggest the alliance will be formed on regional versus national strength, which means BJP would get more Lok Sabha seats and Biju Janata Dal would get nearly 90% of state assembly seats. While the NDA may win one ally, the Congress is trying to take away another in Bihar. As seat-sharing tussle within the NDA over Bihar continues, the India bloc has reportedly offered 8 seats in Bihar and 2 in Uttar Pradesh to Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas chief Chirag Paswan. The proposal may prove tempting to Mr. Paswan, who is reportedly being offered only 6 Lok Sabha constituencies in Bihar by the NDA, and even those come with a caveat. The seats will have to be split with his uncle and Rashtriya Lok Jan Shakti Party chief Pashupati Paras. Meanwhile in Maharashtra, Union Minister Amit Shah held a second late-night meeting with NDA members to iron out a seat-sharing deal in Maharashtra and a second list for the 150-odd Lok Sabha candidates. Reportedly, the BJP will contest 32 out of 48 seats, leaving 12 for the Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena and 4 for the Ajit Pawar-led Nationalist Congress Party. Next, the non-profit organization Association for Democratic Reforms has moved the Supreme Court with a contempt petition against the State Bank of India's failure to submit details of electoral bonds by the court-prescribed deadline of March 6th. On February 15th, the Supreme Court struck down the electoral bond scheme as a threat to electoral democracy. It then directed the SBI to share details of the bonds sold to anonymous donors and political parties who had benefited from the transactions to the Election Commission of India by March 6th. The Election Commission was ordered to publish the data obtained from the bank on its official website by March 13th. On March 4th, SBI sought extension till June 30th. Now the ADR, along with the watchdog group Common Cause, has moved the top court against SBI with the petition that reads, quote, SBI has willfully and deliberately disobeyed the judgment passed by the Constitution bench of this honorable court. And the same not only negates the right to information of the citizens, but also willfully undermines the authority of this honorable court, unquote. It is reported that both SBI's extension plea and ADR's petition will be heard on March 11th. Prashant Bhushan is the lawyer for this petition. It has referred to a right to information response given by the SBI to retired Commodore Lokesh Batra in 2018, saying it had spent ₹60.43 lakh on IT system development, ₹89.72 lakh on operational costs, and the net cost for floating of electoral bonds was ₹1.50 crore. Based on this, they question how the SBI can require 4 months to furbish the data when the bank has all this technology. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi termed it a last-ditch attempt before the Lok Sabha polls to hide Prime Minister Narendra Modi's, quote, real face, unquote. Breaking from breaking news, Russia's financial watchdog added chess grandmaster and political activist Garry Kasparov to its list of terrorists and extremists on Wednesday. The 60-year-old world chess champion has been a long-time opponent of President Vladimir Putin and has repeatedly spoken out against Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Rosfin monitoring watchdog is responsible for combating money laundering and terror financing, and those listed here can have their bank accounts seized. It did not say why it has added Soviet-born Kasparov to the list. The Kremlin often terms those who disagree with its offensive extremist or foreign agents. Now back to news. At least 3 people have died in the Houthis' first fatal attack in the Red Sea. The Houthis are an Iran-aligned Yemeni group that began attacks against shipping in one of the world's busiest sea lanes over Israel's war on Gaza. They claim that their actions are against US and UK-associated countries and ships, as they support Israel. According to the US military, the ballistic missile hit True Confidence, a Barbados-flagged and Liberian-owned bulk commercial carrier in Gulf of Aden on Wednesday. 3 were killed, while the survivors were forced to abandon the vessel. In a statement on Thursday, the Philippine Department of Migrant Workers announced the death of its nationals and said 2 other Filipino crewmen were severely injured in the attack. The deadly strikes marks a significant escalation of the Houthi attack on shipping in the Red Sea since October. The Houthis said in a statement that the strike was accurate and caused a fire to break out on the ship. A Houthi statement said, and I quote, "The targeting operation came after the ship's crew rejected warning messages from the Yemeni naval forces," unquote. Notably, Indian ship INS Kolkata, deployed for maritime security operations, responded to the distress calls of True Confidence and rescued 21 crew members, including 1 Indian national. The rescued crew, including the critically injured personnel, have been evacuated to Djibouti by INS Kolkata. And lastly, it's a good day for Indian cricket fans. With Kuldeep Yadav's impressive 5-wicket haul against England and Ravichandran Ashwin's 100th test match. Mr. Yadav's fifer, with Ravichandran Ashwin's 4 wickets and Ravindra Jadeja's 1, helped India limit England to 194 till the tea break on day 1 of the 5th test match against England in Dharamshala. India are already 3-1 up in the 5-match series. Apart from the 4 wickets, Mr. Ashwin will also celebrate his century. Well, his 100th international test for India. He is now the 14th Indian male cricketer to have achieved the 100th match tag. Ahead of the test, Mr. Ashwin also received a special cap from Indian cricket team head coach Rahul Dravid. That's all for today. You were listening to the News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's event in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Spotify, Apple and NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.